right, welcome back into The Drive. Coming up here in the next segment, you'll hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. We'll let you hear what he has to say leading into this big matchup against Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. But it is Wednesday, and the segment that is sweeping the nation that you need to hear each and every week, Stock Up, Stock Down.
Yes!
There you go, and I'm going to let my man Tyler Milner take over here. Stock up, stock down, baby. Let's go. I got a good one.
Yeah, as you said, the game sweeping the nation. Definitely sweeping H-Town. Stock up, stock down. We're talking only Texans players heading into week 7, 5-1, going to Lambeau against the Packers. Gentlemen, as we approach week 7 here on a hump day, first question, Mr. Ron the Show Hughley.
Just Ron.
Mr. Ron the Show Hughley, stock up. For who on this Texans team? Who on this Texans squad are you buying stock in after 6 weeks of football?
I gotta go Joe Mixon here, and not just because of his performance.
The arrow's pointed up.
That won Tyler Mad Dog Monday, but his stock to me is going up, fellas, is because, like, his absence, and then when he returns, it is clear the importance of Joe Mixon.
I love Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon might be the second most important player on the team behind C.J. Stroud. You know, I would have thought, like, maybe, you know, Will or Danielle Hunter or Stingley. Stingley probably is still the answer just because what else you have there. But Joe Mixon, the two times that Joe Mixon has played a full game is the absolute best the offense has looked all season. Against the Colts, where he went off, he was AFC Offensive Player of the Week, and then he could have been it again when he returned in this game last week against the Patriots. So to me, his stock is going up just because when he doesn't play, the running game and the offense struggles to put up points and struggles overall. And then when you see him play, he's played two full games. It's been their best games offensively. So to me, Joe Mixon, and not just because of his production, but Joe Mixon and what it apparently his value and what he means to this team of importance is just skyrocketing because of what we've been able to see when he plays and when he doesn't.
I absolutely love the Joe Mixon call, Ron. The only thing for me is I'm glad that I maxed out as much stock as I could before the season started. I maxed you, man. It is without a doubt, when this offense is at its best, and right now at its best means Super Bowl caliber, it's with Joe Mixon toting the rock.
Yeah, they look different when he's not there.
Yeah, hard to argue with that. I love Joe Mixon as well. Old Dirty Red, our resident former NFL quarterback, Clint, who on the Texans team are you buying stock in heading into week 7?
Kalen Bullock. I was a little concerned about Kalen Bullock last week. Jimmy Ward was out. Kalen Bullock is in. Last week, I felt like versus the Patriots, the only way you lose that football game is if you make some kind of bonehead mistake. If you get your eyes in the wrong place, or if you're a safety and you for some reason are flat-footed and get ran by and Drake May throws it over your head, like we saw happen the week before, it was Buffalo. It was Mac Hollins ran right by him in a quarter's coverage. You know, I thought that could be a real issue. So no Jimmy Ward, the veteran communicator, be where you're supposed to be, extraordinaire, was out, and Kalen Bullock was in, had me a little bit concerned, but I should not have been concerned. Kalen Bullock goes out there. And on the interception, he shaded man, free safety, shaded over towards Ross's side. The quarterback overthrows the ball, boom, interception. And then later in the game, he's in a perfect spot. I believe Azeez Al-Shaair punched a ball out for a fumble. He's in a perfect spot to go recover that fumble as well. So I'm going with Kalen Bullock. I was already high on him, and he's been fun to watch this year.
Pointed up.
Yes, and it continued to point up Sunday. I like Kalen Bullock, boys.
No, yeah, good call. Hey, you're a part of two turnovers. That means he finds himself around the ball, leads the team in interceptions right now with two, and gets that fumble recovery too. So, yeah, big for him, especially with Jimmy Ward on the shelf.
So that's who the fellows are buying stock in on this Texans team heading into week 7. We did stock up. That means we got to do the other side of this thing, stock down. And if you're just joining us on Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk show, it is The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. This is Stock Up, Stock Down. We do it every Wednesday regarding the Texans. We're on the show, Hughley. This time, give me who you got stock plummeting for on the Texans.
Third person here runs stock down. I'm going to go Laremy Tunsil. And I said this yesterday, Clint. I think his days are numbered with the Texans. Not this year. I think this is going to be the last season for Laremy Tunsil. I think that they are. There is one person that sticks out like a sore thumb that doesn't seem to kind of operate with their way of going about business, and that's Laremy Tunsil.
Every week, though.
Now they're getting him having some injuries, so now we're getting to see Fisher go in, and there was no, and obviously we'll see more, but there was no blatant feel of, oh, God, he's killing us with Laremy Tunsil out. They can get out of his deal much easier after this year, and just the way he's playing, I get the feel that within the locker room, within the doors, that his act is kind of running thin. Like, it's just when you just think about the other guys they have in that locker room, it's hard to think that they are into his get down and are not tired of it. So to me, Laremy Tunsil stock down.
Boy, I tell you what, I couldn't agree more on that one. I like your call there, man. It's and I think the biggest point, your biggest best point you made there is I think it's running thin. It's run its course.
Yep.
With a lot of guys. And I think it's not one of those blow it up kind of deals. All of a sudden everybody's – no, it's not that. It's just like, hey, that money's better spent elsewhere and you can do better.
Yep.
All right, my fellow Baytonian, Dirty Red, real quick. Your Texan or Texans that you feel the stock is just plummeting, going down for heading into week 7?
Derek Stingley Jr. for me. I called this guy the key when the Texans drafted him a few years back. He has been really good in moments. He does have the extremely high ceiling that everybody hoped that you would have getting drafted number 3 overall. He does, at least this year, he's shown the ability so far to get through camp and start the season, get through the first third of a season healthy. So those aren't problems, but this is just a guy that if you look over a 6-game span, I expect this guy to be a lockdown corner. And I think way too often early on in games, the lackadaisical play of just letting things happen underneath you, you know, the basic whip routes or twirl routes or whatever will he's been beat on those last week. The Kayvon Boutte touchdown throw over the top. I mean, Boutte's not a guy that catches go routes over Derek Stingley Jr. And we just say, well, it was just the game. It just happened. Like, that's
every corner gets beat.
That's not good, man. And you look across the season this year, I think there's been several games, including the preseason, there's been several games where wide receivers that shouldn't get behind Derek Stingley Jr. are getting behind Derek Stingley Jr. And I don't know if it's because he's guessing, because this team is such a pressure team. He's trying to play to the scheme and he's guessing, he's undercutting things. He's sitting heavy, he's sitting on routes. So they're beating him over the top. I don't know what it is. All I know is that it's inexcusable for that caliber corner. We got a cornerback, Ron, that literally they're showing man from jump and the safety is sitting between the hash and the numbers opposite him. They are just begging you to throw the go route, and Kayvon Boutte is running by you.
Drake May is laying it in.
Yeah, that's just – we've seen enough this year to where it just hasn't been up to snuff for Derek Stingley Jr., and the competition is fixing to get significantly better. And I think right now I don't feel as good as I would like to feel about Derek Stingley Jr.
In the role of just leaving him out there on an island, to me. I feel good about Derek Stingley Jr. It's just – in the role of just trying to say, hey, man, you shut down that side of the field and we're going to shade our safety over to the other side. Like, I don't know that you can keep doing that. We're just going to blitz and blitz because we believe you're going to hold it down. I just don't.
Well, if we can't trust you to line up and take one of the New England Patriots receivers out of the game, like if we can't trust you to do that, under a minute left in the first half, I don't know why we're playing man anyway, but we're playing man, okay? The one person that we shouldn't be worried about playing man in a game at any point in time, especially versus the New England Patriots, is Derek Stingley Jr. And he gets toasted over the top by Kayvon. What was
Bucci.
It? Is it Kayvon? It's it starts with a K. Kayvon Boutte. Yeah, I mean, what like that just can't happen. So I am worried about Derek Stingley Jr. If we can't do that, yeah, I'm worried about it.
Yeah, maybe you're looking more worried than I am.
Think about the receivers. Think about the receivers that have gotten behind him this year.
No, I know. I just don't think he should be just in the. Hey, man, we just gonna hold you down, man. You got it.